I think we're still trying to work that out, right? There's many definitions, and usually it's someone who develops a business that has a direct benefit to society, right? So either the product or service that they are providing is of benefit to society, or that through their revenues, they're also then funding maybe an NGO to society. So if you look at like Greenabit, they have an environmental engineering company that works with corporations to do environmental assessments, but then they use the profits from that to fund an NGO called Gecko that does educational awareness for children, right? So there's different models. In China, it's a bit different than the normal, because a lot of NGOs in China, or what we would consider NGOs in the West, operate as social enterprises in China because of the registration. So right now what we're trying to do is figure out if there was a charitable law tomorrow and everyone could register as an NGO, who would stay a social enterprise and who would go to an NGO? And I think right now for us that's the hardest part to understand. So it's still quite a Western idea as well, and so that's also part of the problem. You see a lot of Westerners in China that have the most well-known social enterprises, but at the same time, there are Chinese groups that are doing like ecotourism. They're developing things around culture and around people that are going to be classified as social enterprises. It's just trying to identify them in the proper way and get to know how they operate. So.